And I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He's with the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us here every Friday, just about, speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy birthday, New Mexico.
Happy birthday, New Mexico.
Yeah.
100 years.
100 years old today.
Happy birthday, KSFR.
That's right.
Yeah, 10 years old.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, I think.
10 years old tomorrow?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. I think we're going to do a little show next week. I'm not sure exactly
Will
when,
there be cake?
The group or the food?
The food.
Sure.
I might come in just for the cake.
Oh, okay. We can arrange that. Maybe we should do it on Friday. Anyway, speaking of the arts, what's happening?
What's happening? Well, I'm picking up Pasatiempo today. 102 pages of, you can smell it. It just smells like history. it's basically our issue of statehood, tons of writers put a lot of work, and editors and designers, in putting this package together, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful magazine this week, and it's got everything centennial wise.
It's glossy.
It's got a glossy cover, but it's got the regular stuff too. But there's all kinds of things that are happening, and I can just dig in if you want.
Dig.
Okay. Let's see. Axel Contemporary has a show opening tonight. This is the Mobile Gallery, and it's called The Party Is Over, which is a great post-New Year name.
Mobile Gallery means it's like a, what do you call it, a truck or a van or something?
Yeah, it's a step truck. It used to be, I believe it used to be a laundry truck back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And the show's called Party Is Over. It's a sculpture by Ted Larson, who's one of my favorites. And this van / truck is going to be parked in the Rail Yard Plaza from 4 to 6 p.m. for a reception tonight. And you can visit axelart.com for van locations for this show, which is up through January 29th. Also, Santa Fe Clay has their Teapots group show, and there's a reception tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. So if you got a bunch of cash for Christmas, you can go down and pick up a new teapot.
Sounds
but this
good.
Is always a really fun show. I love teapots.
I do, too.
I mean, I don't drink enough tea to own a bunch of them, but I just love them.
You know, I do drink enough tea to own a bunch of them, and yet I don't.
And
so
yet you don't. Well, maybe you should
head
down there.
Our weekend plans.
Yeah. No, note to self. Get Mary Charlotte tea pot for Christmas next year. Anyway, also tonight is the New Mexico Centennial Birthday Party, right? And there is Keep New Mexico Beautiful is hosting this event. I believe this was announced on the news shortly before this program came on today, but I'm going to remind everyone there's going to be refreshments and the Mariachi Conquistador is going to be there. This is at the State Capitol Rotunda from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. today, and there's no charge for this. But there's also the Grand Centennial Ball, which is happening at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center tonight, and tickets are steep, but they include cocktail reception and dinner, and proceeds benefit the establishment of the Centennial Children's Legacy Fund, which I know absolutely nothing about.
Okay.
Well,
it has children in it. It must be good.
Yes. You can call 984-2012 to find out more information about the Centennial Ball. And in today's Pasatiempo, the first two pages of the calendar are a list of all the centennial events that have been organized thus far. Now, we've received a lot of press releases in the past few weeks, like sort of updating times and dates. So make sure that you go to the Centennial website.
Yeah.
And make sure that the times have not changed.
Right.
But as of press time, they were correct in the Pasatiempo.
Excellent.
And our lovely calendar editor, Pamela Beach, put those together for us.
Hey, let's take a little animal break.
Okay.
Start the year off, the new year off, right, with a kitty companion. Adopt a cat from Felines and Friends. This week's featured kitty is Sox. She's a very affectionate kitty, a little shy, loves to be with her human companion. She would do best in a quiet home, might be uncomfortable first if there were male cats due to some perhaps past traumas, but will adjust after a week or so. She's a Maine Coon mix with a long coat, brown tabby markings, and a perfect white mask on her face. For more information, you can go to fandfnm.org. You can also go to adoption events Thursday through Sunday from 1 to 4 at Teca 2 in San Busco and first Saturdays of the month from 10 to 2. And adopt a kitty.
Meow.
And if you don't want to adopt a kitty, adopt a puppy from the animal shelter or
yes.
from Española or one of those places.
Or a bunny.
Or a bunny.
Or a bunny.
My dog is called Honey Bunny.
Oh,
so
really?
She's both a dog and a bunny.
I call someone Honey Bunny, but that's a completely different story.
Okay, well, we won't go there right now.
Okay. Do you know what is also who's having a birthday this weekend?
Who?
Elvis Presley.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Elvis would have been 77 on Sunday, January 8th. And in honor of the king, make sure I get this band's name right. Rob Alou and the Santa Fe 2. It's going to be a smoking rockabilly show at the Cowgirl Barbecue at 7 p.m. on Sunday, January 8th. You know, Elvis came through New Mexico in 1955 and performed at the high school in Roswell, I believe.
Really?
Yeah. He did a Valentine's Day show at North Junior High School Auditorium in Roswell, and then went back to Texas to do some more shows. So,
my friend's dad is a history teacher and had Elvis in class in Mississippi.
Really?
Said he was not the best student.
Well, you know what? A lot of great musicians are not the best students.
I know.
I know from experience. Also, though, they do look young for centenarians, but the Whiffenpoofs is America's oldest a cappella collegiate singing group. It was founded at Yale University in 1909. And let's see, the ensemble is 14 male undergrads, perform 200 concerts every year, and they are performing at the United Church of Santa Fe at 7 p.m. on Monday, January 9th. And then they'll also be at the Sims Center at Albuquerque Academy on Tuesday, January 10th. If you go to whippinpoofs.com.
Whiffenpoofs.
Whiffenpoofs. WHIFFENPOOFS.com.
Yep.
You can find out more information on tickets and all that other good stuff.
And I'll tell you what, people who have been Whiffenpoofs even 50 years ago, they go to all their reunions, their college reunions, they go to all their Whiffenpoof reunions, and they sing. And I once saw a stage with four generations of Whiffenpoofs all singing in a cappella harmony.
That's a lot of Whiffenpoofs.
They weren't all there. That's they weren't all alive.
That's a whip and poof whopper.
It's a whip and poof a palooza. Moving right along. Outside the Law, Stories from Guantanamo is a film by Andy Worthington, which is screening at the CCA on Monday at 7 in the evening. And I'm going to be doing an interview with Andy Worthington on Monday on this program. It's a really important movie, and as I was watching it, it is every American's duty to see this movie and see the dark side of our country and actually know what was going on and what is and was going on. And it's very well done. So check it out Monday, 7 o'clock, and it's sponsored by Amnesty International of Santa Fe.
What is it called again?
It's called Outside the Law, Stories from Guantanamo.
Ah, that actually sounds good. It sounds harrowing, but it sounds good.
It's... You know what's really good about it is that the people who are speaking are people who were there, but they're not there anymore. They're reunited with their families. They are in some kind of process of healing and recovery from the experiences they had. Mm-hmm. And so even though, you know, some people were broken for life, some people are still there. Some people are obviously, most of the people weren't interviewed for this film, but there's a sense of survival.
So there's something positive.
I think positive thing is for you and me and everybody else to know what happened.
Yeah, yeah. However painful it may be.
However painful it may be.
Shoes for the Santo Niño. This children's opera based on a book by Peggy Pond Church. This is going to have its Santa Fe premiere on tonight at 1 p.m. or no, yeah, Friday at 1 p.m. at the Lenzick Center for Performing Arts. And at 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. on Saturday, January 7th, also at the Lenzick. And it's a 35-minute opera. And it's presented by Santa Fe Opera and the University of New Mexico. Tickets are free, but you should call 988-1234 and find out how to get a hold of one.
Excellent.
Also, the Magic Flute. There's a lot of Magic Flute happening this past year.
I know.
And so now we're going into New Year with more of it. Mozart's greatest music with an easily grasped love story. The Santa Fe Concert Association offers two performances.
What love stories are not easily grasped?
Oh, I could name some. But
really?
Yeah. Okay. It's about an hour-long show, and it's sung in English, and it's at the Scottish Rite Center at 7 p.m. tonight and 2 p.m. on Sunday, January 8th. And guess what? Performances are free. But entrance is on a first-come, first-served basis. If you visit the Santa Fe, www.santafeconcerts.org, you can find out more information on this. But I believe you just sort of show up and, you know, be in the front of the line to find a seat.
Okay.
And like I said, all kinds of great centennial events. Peter Wirth on Sunday, the Mexico State Senator presents an overview of the legislative session and election year issues, which is, you know, kind of important. And that's at 11 a.m. on Monday. On Sunday, at the Travel Bug over there on Paseo de Peralta. You can call 992-0418 to find out more information about that. But this is definitely a year to be, I think, a little more politically engaged.
It's a good year to be politically engaged.
Yeah.
Depending on how you look at it. But the legislative session starts. What is it? The 18th? What day?
Is it the
18th? I can't remember. Middle of January.
Yeah.
And goes for 30 days and only 30 days, and Linda Siegel will be doing updates with us twice a week.
That's
the
what
legislative
I was
update.
Ask. Yeah. The tradition continues.
The tradition continues with the wonderful Linda Siegel.
Yay!
Now, Sunday, January 8th at 3 o'clock at Collected Works Bookstore, there is a free family friendly set by Santa Fe based guitarist, singer, songwriter Lauren Fiorentino. Her original songs feature multi layered rhythms, a bold guitar style, and a voice that is rough and ready. And sometimes rough and ready, sometimes soft and lush as a velvet dress.
Wow.
That's what they sent me. Okay, and Monday, January 9th at 6 o'clock, Collected Works Bookstore welcomes veteran New Mexico journalist V.B. Price, reading from a discussion of his book, The Orphaned Land, New Mexico's Environment Since the Manhattan Project. And he has assembled a vast amount of information on 50 years of environmental deterioration in New Mexico, which is a microcosm of global ecological degradation. Very important subject, Monday, January 9th at 6 in the evening at Collected Works.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to mention a show that's coming up on Saturday. It's sort of a threefer. Kayla Woldridge and the Grania Griffith Story and Alex Monasterio, three great sort of young indie musicians working in Santa Fe to kind of better the scene for the all-ages community, are performing at 7 p.m. on Saturday, this Saturday, that would be tomorrow, at Warehouse 21 over there on Paseo de Peralta. There is a small cover, but go out and support local music, especially local youth musicians who tend to be doing some pretty incredible stuff lately. You can call 989-4423 or visit Warehouse 21's website, warehouse21.org, to find out about upcoming shows, and there are going to be more soon. So that's good.
Yep.
Yay. It's all about Centennial, but I don't want to just sort of go over all the Centennial events because...
Are there any standouts that you just can't be who you are without attending?
I don't know. I mean, the Centennial Ball is a standout just because it's a formal event. It's a fundraiser, but there's so much. It's so overwhelming. I mean, we were tearing out our hair trying to get all this stuff together and make sure it was right. And page 94. There's in the Paso Tiempo that starts at two pages of listings of stuff that's happening, and not just happening, the stuff that's happening in Santa Fe, but all around. Like on Wednesday, January 11th, the Brain Power and Brown Bag Centennial Lecture, right? Richard Meltzer is going to discuss political cartoons and New Mexico's struggle for statehood 1850 to 1912.
Nice.
Yeah, and there's a long tradition of some very strange political cartoons in this territory. And this is at the Jongo Community Room at the Fray Angelico Chavez History Library from noon to 12:45 on Wednesday the 11th. And there's no charge, but got to bring your own lunch. That's why they call it a brown bag lecture.
Right, right.
I'm sure you could bring a lunch box and nobody would make fun of you.
You mean if it was... Yeah, you could bring a Casper the Friendly Ghost lunch box.
Totally. Or maybe if there's a Mexico Centennial lunch box on the way. You never
know. That'd be even better.
Yeah.
Between the Lines, Culture and Cartography on the Road to Statehood is an exhibition that is happening on the fourth floor of the Roundhouse in the Governor's Gallery. It just opened and it's going through the 4th of May. It's open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. And you can look at mfasantafe.org for more information. But it's an exhibition of maps, and I love maps. And map shows are really fun. And so
yes.
Old New Mexico maps should be a great... I haven't seen it yet, but it should be a great show.
Old New Mexico maps that at the time they were made weren't necessarily accurate.
Well, that's the great thing about maps is looking at the really inaccurate ones.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, and there's plenty in this territory. Trust me.
Inaccuracies in New Mexico's bureaucracy? Why? I'm shocked.
I know. But happy birthday anyway. Cowgirl at 8 p.m. on Saturday, Smooth Money Gesture. It's sort of a improv psychedelic rock band, but it's weird. They combine like calypso and like rock and roll and folk and blues and electronica, and it's a hodgepodge, but it's a fun high energy show, and these guys really know how to play their instruments. That's 8 p.m. on Saturday at the Cowgirl. There is a small cover. And then last week we featured Todd and the Fox, which is sort of an electro folk duo, and they're performing again, but they're performing in Madrid on Saturday at the Mineshaft Tavern at 7 p.m. And you got to call them for the cover. They generally don't give us any of that information. So.
All right. Grand Mary's Place, Story Hours of Native American Tales at the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture. It's a series of story hours for all ages in the Museum of American Indian Cults and Arts and Culture Discovery Room. And during the winter months and the cold time of the year, it's traditional to share stories. And so you can come and share in this tradition. It's happening January 8th, February 19th, and March 11th. For more information, you can call 476-1250, and that's up on Museum Hill.
Here's
so January 8th, what's
January 8th is
that's day after tomorrow.
Yeah, Sunday. Elvis's birthday.
That's right. Indian Tales of Elvis.
There's a movie in there somewhere, I'm sure. here's a cool one for teens. Santa Fe Science Cafe for Young Thinkers is presenting a discussion called Blind Spot, The Hidden Biases of Good People. This should be an interesting discussion. It's led by a Harvard professor whose name I will completely mangle. It's from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum Education Annex Thursday.
Mangle it.
Okay.
Or I'll help you mangle
Mazarin Banaji.
Okay.
Or Banahi, I'm not sure. But I apologize for mangling it either way.
You know, and I tried to get this person on my show, and they didn't want to be on. They didn't want to have any interviews.
Really?
Yeah, it sounded like an interesting subject, so people should go.
Yeah. No, I mean it's hidden biases are everywhere.
Hidden biases against being on the radio.
Yes. Do you want to talk movies for a second, since we seem to always forget?
Movies, yes.
Movies.
I saw The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Okay, let's talk about that for a second.
I really liked it.
Because I haven't seen it yet.
It had one scene in it where I had to close my eyes.
Oh, no.
And look away.
Really?
I didn't know it was coming.
Violent?
Yeah.
Mm. But did you like it?
I loved it. And I loved it more after, I mean, when it was over, I thought about it, it stuck with me. I mean, it's a murder mystery,
yeah.
But it was a very good murder mystery. And the character of the girl with the dragon tattoo, who's this 23-year-old kind of semi, I don't know what you call her, artistic or troubled, genius computer programmer hacker with kind of punk clothing and moves very quickly and is tough and so tough that in the revenge scene, you don't even, I mean... You're glad she's getting revenge, but it's really,
you're
really
like,
rough.
You're like, come on, girl. Come on.
Yeah, you're like, you don't have to make it that bad.
Wow.
Anyway.
But worth it.
It's a very good movie. It's very well done. And apparently, according to some people who've read the book and seen the Swedish version of the movie, in that in some ways it's actually closer to the book, especially the female character.
You know, that's...
And the journalist is played by Daniel Craig, who apparently in the book was a kind of out of shape, chain-smoking reporter, but they just couldn't, there was no way that they could make Daniel Craig play a guy who was out of shape.
Right.
Because we would have just laughed.
No, he's got the hunk gene. It's impossible. And yeah, I mean, it's I've heard it's a great film. It redeems him after making the New Mexico film Cowboys and Aliens, which was kind of a disaster.
Was it?
It was named among the top 10 worst films of 2011 by many publications and critics.
Oh, that's too bad.
It's okay. Mr. Craig can do very little wrong as an actor right now. So
he was on Colbert the other night.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Does he still have an English accent? I don't watch that much TV anymore.
I think so, yeah.
But you know what we have coming out? We have Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
Yes.
Which everyone is talking about. Jonathan Richards reviewed it in the Pasa Tiempo today and gave it a 3 chili review. And that's over at the Regal de Vargas. And then at CCA Cinematheque, we have Crazy Wisdom, right?
Yeah, I was just looking at that right now.
Please, tell me, because I know very little.
I know very little, too. I haven't seen it. Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche, who was called the quote-unquote bad boy of Buddhism, which is... the found oxymoron of the day. Fled the invasion of Tibet, studied at Oxford. He was friends with Allen Ginsberg, Joni Mitchell, and many others. And they were his followers. And he founded the Naropa Institute and Shambhala. And they made a movie. He married a 16-year-old disciple. And a lot of people were, I guess, skeptical about his sexual exploits, which I guess you're not supposed to do if you're a Buddhist, because sexual misconduct is strictly prohibited. But anyway, it's a movie about him, and it starts today.
It starts today at CCA Cinematheque.
Yes.
Which is a great place to see films.
It is indeed, and it's better than ever because of their renovation and the ever-brilliant and wonderful Jason Silverman, who curates all the films there.
Yes. Now, there's not a full review, but I did have a chance to watch and rate Gainsbourg, A Heroic Life, which is this great sort of surreal take on the life of Serge Gainsbourg, whose music I just sort of came into contact with a few years ago, but sort of an icon of French pop back in the 60s.
Okay.
Had a horrible life, lived in Nazi-occupied Paris, and then he became sort of a modest jazz musician, and then he sort of launched himself to stardom. But this is an odd biopic, and there's this sort of mini, or not mini, but I want to say sort of a fake Gainsbourg that sort of follows him around. It's this sort of puppety character.
Okay.
And it's and this character is played by Doug Bradley, who also portrayed Pinhead in the Hellraiser horror movies, which is a fun piece of trivia. Anyway, it's a clever story, but how accurate it is, nobody really will know. It's not rated. It's in French with subtitles, and it's at The Screen, one of my favorite places to go see films in Santa Fe.
That's another favorite place to go see films in Santa Fe.
And I gave it 3 chilies, by the way.
Excellent.
So.
Sleeping Beauty is also a movie that starts at the CCA on Friday. As we mentioned, Friday being today, Outside the Law Stories from Guantanamo is one day only on Monday at 7 in the evening. And also now playing Elite Squad 2, The Enemy Within, the highest grossing film in Brazil's history.
Yes.
Have you seen it? It's about it takes place in the slums of Rio.
I haven't seen it. But it's supposed to be spectacular.
Great Brazilian action film, if that is your thing. Oh, and Melancholia, and I must go see that because I just like this filmmaker so much. Lars von Trier, who made Breaking the Waves, which is one of my favorite movies ever. And haven't seen this one yet. Have you seen it? Is it good?
I haven't seen it. You know, these CDs, they come my way at work, and then they just...
They vanish. Yeah, I know.
They fall into the freelance vortex. but that's awesome because they all do great reviews of these. Melancholia's got 2.5 chilies. Sleeping Beauty gets 2.5 chilies from Robert Knott.
Then Being Elmo.
And Being Elmo.
Which is still there.
Yes.
We like that movie.
Being Elmo.
And Finding Joe.
Finding Joe, Being Elmo.
Which is about Joseph Campbell. God, there's a lot of movies up there. Eames the Architect and Painter, Final Shows. Lots and lots of good movies.
Yeah. Indeed.
And I saw the movie Take Shelter, which I thought was so bad. And it's like won all these prizes and been acclaimed, and I do not understand why. I thought it was awful.
You thought it was awful? Well, it's okay to not think like everybody else. That sounded really passive aggressive, didn't it?
I couldn't tell.
It's okay not to have the opinion that's right that everybody else has that you don't.
I thought that was a good thing. And by the way, tomorrow morning right here on KSFR, Camp Love Waves neo-economist Mark Epstein will discuss where the economy is heading in 2012 and take call-in questions.
Oh, good.
That's tomorrow at 11 in the morning.
Now, I am not going to be here next week.
Aren't.
No. Tomorrow, the next week is going to be Robert Notapalooza.
Robert Notapalooza. We'll take it.
Yeah. And I'm going to miss you.
We'll miss you too, but you're going to have a nice little break.
A nice little break, yeah. I'm going to spend some time with my doggies and friends and mother and hang out.
Excellent.
And not do much. And what are you going to do?
I will be here doing the show.
Well, this weekend. I mean, are you going to go out and see some movies, put on a ball gown, and go out to get your centennial on?
The ball gown. I'm all fresh out of ball gowns.
You're fresh out? You can borrow mine.
Rob DeWalt. I just said Robert Knott, because you just said Robert Knott. Rob DeWalt is with the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us just about every Friday, speaking of the arts. I don't know. I haven't planned this weekend. My dog got mauled by another dog.
And stitches and all kinds of
things? He got his stitches out. He still has to wear his cone. No, he got all that stuff out, but he still is wearing the cone of shame, that cone around your head so you can't lick your wounds. But that's coming off in a couple of days. And he is himself again. He's trying to sleep under the covers with his cone.
Is he still running into the edges of doorways with the cone?
Yeah. Yeah, there are limits to his little doggy intelligence, I guess. He can go down the stairs but not up, for example. But he's a good dog.
You could teach him to walk backwards. He could do it. I know he could.
He figured out how to get out the dog door with that thing on, which was a feat of engineering.
Wow.
But anyway, everybody have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you at the Centennial events. I'm not sure which ones I'm doing. I got to read the Pasatiempo myself. And have a safe weekend. It's supposed to be cold again.
Yeah, I think tomorrow's going to be okay, and then Sunday it could be harsh.
Yeah.
So keep your warm clothes near.
Bundle up.
Keep your pets inside.
Get your dogs ready for keeping you warm on the couch. Okay.
My dogs aren't allowed
on
the couch.
I think it's time to go. Really?
Nope.
Oh, they're good dogs.
Oh, yes.
I should take some lessons from you in good dogitude.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, everybody have a great weekend. We will see you Monday. Andy Worthington on Monday morning. And by the way, heads up, the week after that, I'm going to do a whole bunch of Martin Luther King speeches and sermons and things like that, as we've done in the past. Perhaps some new ones that you haven't heard before, we'll see. But anyway, have a great weekend, and we'll be back on Monday.
Happy birthday, New Mexico.
Happy birthday. Ciao.
Bye.